A young college student came to me at a conference and wanted advice. His question, should I enlist in the armed forces? And if so, which one should I choose? I asked him why he was considering enlisting in the military. He told me he wanted to go to college, and he could do that with the money from the GI Bill. But what do you want to do when you finish college, I said. Well, I want to enter the field of electronics. So I said to him, my advice is to talk to your Navy recruiter and see if the Navy can guarantee you enrollment in electronics school. But I said, make sure you talk it over at length with your parents, with your pastor, and with your high school counselor. See, these are people who know you far better than I do, or for that matter, your Navy recruiter. Quite possibly, since he didn't want to make the Navy a career, he could find other means of entering college, maybe a scholarship of some kind. I have no doubt the young man got some additional counsel. Here was a young man faced with a major decision, but trying to make it without much information when counselors were available. Of course, for a Christian, the greatest counselor of all is the Holy Spirit. He is with us all the time, night and day, always pointing us to Jesus, showing us what Jesus would do. He knows God's perfect will for us individually and has promised to lead us. Also, the Holy Spirit helps us in prayer and understanding the Word of God. These in themselves are powerful resources we can use for guidance. But along with those resources, let's not overlook the counsel of our brothers and sisters in Christ. The book of Proverbs is full of counsel about counsel. Proverbs 11, verse 14 says, where no counsel is, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, they are established. In Proverbs chapter 15, it says, without counsel, purposes are disappointed. But in the multitude of counselors, they are established. Notice in both of these passages, we're told it's good to talk things over with more than one person and seek the counsel of others. Listen to the wisdom and insight of your brothers and sisters in Christ before you make that next big decision. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Iams.